Blog Talk Radio.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave?
What a brilliant piece of music to start a show. We're here unusually this evening with the wonderful Chris Garcia joining me once again. Chris was unable to join us last night, so we're here tonight instead. At short notice, maybe, because there was no planning really for this show, ladies and gentlemen. It's like we just put the show up on the spur of the moment, so I think, in the hope that we would gain at least one person, and one person indeed is all we have at the moment. But we have advertised, as you do, albeit short. So we are here for as long as, and hopefully we will get a call queue. So I think what we'll do is we'll make a start and hope for the best. So without further ado, it's Chris.
Hi, Ken. What's up? Oh, my God.
I was on live, and you were playing that song. I was on my other Facebook, and I was on live singing that song.
Singing, yeah.
Yes, I was.
You get caught out, like, in it. Yeah. You get caught out when it finishes.
I just told everybody to call in and support. And you know what the thing is, Ken, is that I didn't know if you were going to have a show yesterday, so that's why I didn't know, because you didn't put it up on the screen on Facebook. So I thought maybe, you know what, maybe he needs time for his family. So that's what I was thinking about.
You know when I put up on the and I tag you in the show page, do you not see it?
Today I did, but the other day I didn't see nothing. That's what. That's what's crazy. I didn't see anything, so I thought.
What I'm gonna have to do then, Chris, is make sure that you get that I post to your page as well as mine, so you can see that I did tag you in the show. But obviously we didn't see it. We'll have to work around that one. Two people. We're going up. So we're going to make a start then, Chris. And I think, I'm not mistaken, we have Wendy.
Oh, hi, Ken and Chris. Very nice to speak with you. And Chris, one of my questions is, I mentioned before, I need to get back working remotely. This time it'll be from my bedroom, probably customer service in some aspect. And so I think I'm manifesting. I got a chair that'll work, and I found a very expensive desk at Wayfair. It's a black desk, and it was open box. And I got it for half price. And they're going to deliver it on Tuesday between 12 and 4, unless I cancel. Do you see me being happy? It's by Hooker Furniture, and it's a pretty heavy desk, and it's black. And will I be happy with that desk, or will I wish that I had chosen something else?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I just got these cards just yesterday. I'm going to tell Ken this because this is just insane. They're called I can't remember. They're called the time frame cards. These go by timing, 12 months, 12 hours, very soon, months, and days, even a decade. So if you're asking for a time frame, these are very good for time framing. So I don't know if you're wanting to know about time frame, or are you asking about the table, and are you going to be satisfied with it?
Oh, you're asking me? Well, the timing is perfect, because I would get the desk on February 1, but I don't want to buy a desk just because it's on sale. It is a very good-looking desk, and it's a terrific value. Will I be glad that I bought this desk, or would I wish that I had purchased a different desk?
Let me see what I'm being told. Okay, so let's see. Tap into the energy. Will she be satisfied with the table? I mean, everybody's got different tastes, what I'm being told. I don't know why they're saying this, because I think I've read you before. And the thing that I'm getting is, will she be satisfied with the table?
I should be happy with it?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking my guides. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, they're telling me. They were telling me, yes, that you should be. There might be something that you might not be. I got no, and then I got yes. I guess it's because your energy is kind of like debating, yes, or having kind of like a regret kind of feeling. So I got like no at first, and then I got yes, and then I said no. I want a direct, and what they're telling me now is that, yes, you should be satisfied with it. Now, if there's for some reason, if the furniture is kind of like the color kind of faded or something's broken, then they would tell me, then no, you wouldn't be satisfied with it. But as right now, in the moment, asking, will you be satisfied with that table? I'm being told yes.
Okay. And also, if I find something wrong with it, like if the built-in power outlets not work or something else, then I can call the company and they would adjust the price for me. So will that end up happening? Will I get a price reduction of up to 20% if there's something wrong with it? Like, it doesn't mean something huge, but like maybe a drawer doesn't open very well or a tiny scratch on it. Will I end up getting a further discount or no?
I'm being told with that one, that's probably why I got the no. Now I understand. They're telling me, no, you wouldn't get the money, but they would exchange it for another one. And then they might give you a percentage off. So when the bill comes in, you only pay a half. You pay, I guess, 50% off. I don't know why I'm saying that, but they would give you a 50% off when the bill comes in. If they going to mail you, like, later on to bill you, they would give you an exchangement. But they cannot refund you. They wouldn't be able to refund you.
Okay. Well, and also, we are hoping to move. And so the reason why I'm getting a desk is so I can work inside my bedroom. And because now when I apply for apartment, you have to prove you earn three times whatever their rent is. So combined with my sister's income and mine, will I be successful in getting a job and starting to work hopefully before the end of February? And will we still move in the springtime?
I'm being told, yeah. I'm being told, yes.
And will it be a happy move? Will it be, oh, well, or will it be exciting because, wow, we got a great place to move to?
I'm being told it's going to be just kind of like adjusting because you're in a new area and new environment. So it's going to be kind of exciting because you're looking forward to it. But you're going to be like, okay, I guess. That's that kind of feeling I'm getting right now. Yeah, kind of, it's okay. But then I think the reason why you're going to feel this way is because you're going to have to, okay, that's weird that they're telling me this. I don't know what this means, but they're telling me that you're going to have to get settled in with the energy of the home.
Uh-huh.
Every home has energy, and it's like a spirit. Every home has spirit energy to it. It's just like us. We have to adjust to it. Sometimes you end up getting a haunted house. I'm not saying that, but I'm just throwing that out there. That sometimes some people get drawn to a house, and it looks beautiful on the outside, but your first impression should always be the first.
Okay, and so will it be a step up from where we are? Will it be a prettier atmosphere, like something nice to look at outside?
Yes, and for some reason I see a balcony.
Okay, and when will we move? About what month do you see us moving?
Okay, that's what the time frame is. That would be the time frame, but our time's up, though. So you should have asked me about the time frame. But I don't know, can I give her a time frame, or are we past the limit? I'll wait for Kent to respond, because I don't want to go over. Kent, are you there?
It has to be like March, April, or May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to, without the shuffling, I would say by April.
Well, that's when our lease is up at the end of the month, so that would be good. And
yes,
about how many miles away is this new place?
I'm not really real good with mileage, but I just want to say, I want to say between 30. 20-30 is what I got.
Wow.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
Well, as I say, I thought I'd let Chris just finish answering that question. So, no, our cooking has gone up a lot, really. But we do have a gentleman with us. We have Jeff.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff. What's
Hi,
up,
Chris.
Dude?
How you doing, baby?
I haven't heard you in forever, dude. Because when you messaged me last night, I was doing some stuff with a friend, and then my friend Ken, I was supposed to do a show yesterday on Friday, but he just didn't show up on Facebook. So I was like, I guess he's taking the day off. So, but when I looked at that picture you sent me, I've never seen that before. For some reason, it's going to be kind of interesting because with that picture, it would look like it could be the claws of Bigfoot. Okay, but knowing that Bigfoot and there's a lot of bears, it's really hard to tell. For me, when you know what it looked like, and I'm not joking, it looked like a damn snail. Like, you know how the snails have that shell? That was the first thing I saw. But then when I read your message, I was like, are you serious? I was like, who did that? So, like, who printed that? But for, like, right off the bat, I did get some kind of feeling that this imprint would be something that you would need more evidence, but it could be the Bigfoot. Hold on, I'm just going to ask. Is this Bigfoot imprint, yes or no? Okay.
No, it's not big. It's little. It's only like 3 inches.
Yeah, I see the picture, and I'm looking at it as we talk on my other phone.
And it's in bacon grease in a skillet. I had it on my stove overnight, and it got cold. And whatever stepped down on it, put that print on it. It's a little bitty print. It's not no big print.
Yeah, so I would say what I'm being told, but because I trust my guides, they're telling me, yes, it is. It's a definite imprint of him. But the thing is that usually most of the time when you get an imprint, you get the whole foot. So I would say you can find another foot and then go to that same location. I was going to ask you, where did you get this imprint, if you don't mind me asking?
It was in a skillet of bacon grease on my stove.
No, but I mean, how did you imprint it? Where did it come from? Like, did it come, like, when you went camping, did you see an imprint on rocks or mud, or where did you get it?
It was in my kitchen. The next morning, I got up and saw that imprint in that skillet of grease.
Oh, wow. So it was in your kitchen.
Yeah, it's a little bitty print. It's not very big, about 2 or 3 inches.
Because I don't know why
it
I'm
looks
seeing
like
this.
It
looks like a
footprint.
Because I don't know why, but I'm seeing like, I don't even know if you live out in the country, but I'm seeing like a porch.
No, I
I'm
live in town.
Mud.
I live in town.
Yeah, so I'm being told with that imprint, I don't know why, but I'm being told that if you take that to a person that is interested in Bigfoot, I would say go get it checked because I think it would be kind of interesting. My friend is commenting on Facebook because she's listening to the show, and she has this emoji like, oh, my God. So I want to say yes. Okay, I'm not shitting you. I wouldn't just tell you anything. I mean,
I had a buddy said he thought it was an imp print of an imp. A hoof print of an imp. Yeah. See, this house I live in, Chris, is haunted.
Oh, wow. So then we definitely need to talk after the show. Are you going to be busy?
Remember, I sent you some pictures of my house.
Yes, and we'll talk later, and I'm going to talk to you, but not on the air right now, but we'll, like, when the time's up, because I'll be on for another hour. So are you going to be busy in another hour?
No, I'll be available.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, then I'll give you a call, and then we'll talk about it. But thank you for
All
sharing
right,
that.
Yeah, thank you. You take care.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye. Wow. I am so done. Becky, I know you're listening to the show because I see that emoji. That is insane. I don't know. That's kind of interesting. But Bigfoot is usually out in the woods. But I mean, if he came close to someone's house, that would be history. I would make history because I don't know why, but I kept seeing mud, and then I kept seeing a porch, like a cabin. So I don't know. That's just strange. But Jeff, if you're still listening to the show, thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you, Ken, for having me on.
Right. And let's see where we are then. Right. Queen.
Hi, Queen. Are you there? Now what?
Yes, I'm here.
I can barely hear you. Sounded kind of. What did you say?
I wasn't expecting to get access to you so quickly. I'm here. Hi.
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I just got the new timing deck of time frames. So if you want to ask a question, that's what I mean. So do you have any questions on time frames? I've already used the deck a lot. What is it that you want to know? Any time frame question?
Yes, the completion of my first book.
Mm-hmm. Completion of your first book. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Queen wants to know the time frame of her book. Can you give me a time frame? Give me a time frame. Give me a time frame for Queen. Okay, here we go. And okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Queen. Let's see what we got for you. Okay, that is insane. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I love these cards. These are just giving me the chills. Okay, what I was told is shortly, the word shortly comes up, very shortly. So it would be, I want to say like the beginning of February is what I'm getting. So it's just a matter of time. That's what I'm being told. It's just shortly.
I can receive that. Yes. Now, with completion,
mm-hmm.
does that mean the finishing of the writing and the editing, or you know, what phase will it be in? Like, because it could be completely written, the first one, but will it be edited? And I'll go for that. Edited and ready for the world or what? I know. I'm like, I received the beginning of February. But what condition will it be in? What does completion mean?
Okay, so what I see is that February stands out. Thank you. What stands out is, like I said, the time is very short. So I would say... I would say that you would probably just finish the book, and then I'm getting, and without even the other deck, I would say, what are y'all telling me, hold on, I'm going to ask for a number. Okay, I'm getting 7. I want to say like 7 days after the beginning of February. I would say it could be complete, and I would say for some reason, I don't know if you have connections to publishers, but it would be out by, okay, a little after Valentine's. If you push it, if you push it to the extreme, it would be out by Valentine's. So you have about 3 weeks, according to what I'm looking at. If we don't count today or this week, you have about, I think, 3 weeks if I'm correct. And you know what's crazy? These cards, I don't know if you've seen me on Live Queen when I did this deck with my friend Becky. She asked me something like what she's going through. And then I find out that people have told me different things that I was going to have things bigger for me. And one of them was July. And then overall with my career and my gifts on these timing cards, I got 10 months. So 10 months from now is October. So October is going to be something very big for me. So the next time, if you ever see a notification on live, you should take a look at these cards when I do timing frame reading. These cards are insane. I'm just letting you know up in front, these cards are very scary.
I believe it. I receive it. I accept it with gratitude. I mean, I'm feeling it in my body, and that's a good thing. The reason I even put the question like that, well, I have a few reasons, but I'm also applying for a fellowship. I think I might have asked you about that. And the deadline date of that is March 1st. And I know, it would be beneficial for me to have all my ducks in a row before then, so, I'm not stressing. And I know that my book doesn't have to be, the way it will ultimately be, but it's for people to look at. There's a panel that they will look at it, and they will decide whether I'm worthy to receive some money to get it edited, if I'm worthy to be a recipient of this fellowship. Yes. And that's, so I'm putting that out there to see what you get regarding that as well. And thank you for the message. I could feel it in my body. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. I think it's the 14th, so that's close. But I can do it.
Yeah, I know you can do it. Just try not to stress yourself out and just try to do as much as you can. But like I said, I see that stuff before. It's going to be very close to Valentine's, but I would say don't overdo it. Just take your time and put effort into it. But, yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy. So, and I'm going to tell you, the next time I come on live, I'm not joking. I don't even know why I did this, but I remember telling my friend Becky when I did the live, I've always had tingles when I use any type of cards. But for some odd reason, I got my hair sticking up on both arms, okay? I got chills from the back of my head, from the spinal cord all the way down when I opened this deck. And it's been like that ever since I had these cards. And I just got them yesterday.
Wow.
And what's crazy is that I've never had that before with any deck. So the fact that these are time framing cards and getting chills, that's insane.
That's beautiful. I saw that you were on. I tried to find it because I was spending time with Tony Robbins. You know Tony Robbins. And I was on the last day of his seminar, his free seminar. And my spirit said they'll call in. And Ken doesn't have a show on Saturday. But I thank you. I did. And it's all good. I'll catch you later. Thank you. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
Much love to both of you all.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. We don't normally have a show on a Saturday. We just thought of give it on a spur of the moment and see if Chris would be up for it. And he said, yes. So, as I said, because I know that I've got to try and post the pages out better. Now, in the past, we didn't have a problem, but Facebook is changing constantly, and they don't promote the same as they used to. So when we put our show page out, it doesn't always work properly. So I've got to see what's happening there, because I don't really know what's happening, why people are not seeing it. So we're going to have to do something about that. But, let's see where we are then. Right. Becca.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. It's Shree.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Hi. I was just wondering if anything comes forth for you. I'm kind of in a stuck mode, so I'm not sure where to navigate. And it's in the next couple of months, so I don't know if anything striking comes to you at all.
So is this a time frame, or is it that you're more asking of a general reading? Because now I got the timing frame deck, and it gives you more weeks of, you know, gives you more days and stuff. So are you asking for a time frame or more of a general reading, just without a time frame?
I think more of a general for me right now.
Okay, so if you ever keep in mind that if you ever want to know a time frame, you might have another deck. So I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Okay. Let's see what we got for you. Spiritual vision. The kings of wands are coming up. Another question. Okay, what was the question again so I can remember what you asked me?
So I'm in a crossroads and just mentally stuck on what I need to do as a next path, what my focus should be. And I've tried meditating. I've tried writing stuff down, what if scenarios, and it's just a blank state of mind. So I'm asking, I guess, for guidance.
Okay, well, this is what I was told. The king is one came up and has a man there and shows a visionary card. So I feel that you have a lot of visionary in what you do. You have a strong imagination, but I think if you put a lot of effort into what you do, I feel that you would get things done. That's what I'm being told. And then I kind of feel too, in a way, that there is kind of like a blockage. Is what I'm seeing. It's kind of like a block that I see with that. I kind of feel like there is something that is it's like on the tip of the iceberg is what I'm being told. So it's kind of an intense individual with full of pride. So whoever this is a person that has very hot temper, not very easy, does not back down. He can bring about great growth or great harm by pushing limits. So whoever this is, I would say just don't push his limit because he's very intense, very impulsive. Okay, that was weird. I just said that. I don't even know why I said that. Whoa, okay. Okay, this is getting scary. What I was told is the Ten of Cups came up and it says fulfillment. So I think if you believe in yourself, you have to fulfill your destiny, your purpose in life. And it's weird that I say that because it's telling me that there is a lot of distractions. There's a lot of like being tied down, something that's trying to stop you from your growth. And the reason why I say that is because the Hangman came up and I'm seeing you like tied up, like bind up of confusion of what the hell do I do. It's like you do this and you do that, and it's like just when you think it's getting better, just when things are about to get better, oh shit, it just hits, everything just hits the fan and it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
I love because it's so true. Very
and
accurate.
And then the other card was showing me the Four of Pentacles, and it says stability, that I think even though you are being pushed, oh, I mean, that was weird, I just heard that, you are being pushed to the limit. But I just feel that if you get out of this comfort zone, you're going to be doing great things. And I know that, you know, with your energy of your aura and the, your vote, your voice tells me a lot that you're a very strong determination person. You're a person that is very ambitious. And you're not going to let anybody get in your path. But for some reason, this time, it seems like there is kind of like energy that is being thrown at you, but this is not something that you cannot get rid of. It's all you. You put that intent, you manifest what you want in your life, because if you show fear, you're imprinting that fear. So whatever you are doing, that's what you're going to do. You're imprinting that fear. But if you don't show that and you think positive and everything's going to be fine, that's what kind of energy you're going to get. And you're going to manifest in stuff. So what I was told to tell you is you are who you hang out with. You are going to attract what people are around you. I don't know why I'm being told to tell you that. You probably already know where this is going. But I'm being told law of attraction is very important for you. And I was told to probably get, for you to get a journal and start writing manifestation and say, I can get through this. Or you can put, my dreams of what I want will come true. And you just keep writing it like you're just writing. Keep writing it. And the more that you write it, the more you're going to manifest what you want. And the reason why I know is because I've been doing that for a very long time. And I see it working for me. So a lot of the stuff that I do, I manifest. And a lot of the stuff is happening for me. So there's a lot of people that I don't even know that are seeking me out and finding me and say, Chris, I heard you on this show. Chris, I know I like what you do. Or some reason I need to reach out to you. I don't know what the connection is. You draw that energy out. You ask the universe what you want. You got to be very specific on what you ask for. And then you'll get it. So I believe that you can do this. I know you can. Don't have any doubt or any second guessing in anything you do. And I'm just going to tell you before the reading is done, many blessings and prayers to you. And I hope you'll accomplish your dreams and your goals.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was powerful. And you're very accurate in your readings. Very, very accurate. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you, Becca. Right. Okay, Chris. We're going to take a short break then because we've currently run out of guests. You run out of guests. Run out of corners. Yeah, if you run out of guests, we've run out of corners. Okay, so we're gonna take a short break. Okay. And here's a good one because, you know, if you're out there and you're listening in, why not call us? Because, you know, despite the fact that we're kind of late and we don't normally do a show on a Saturday, then, you know, advertising doesn't get there. Does advertising mean anything today unless you're paying for it? Because, you know, we're plastering it all over the internet. It's on Facebook there, every place you could possibly see it. It's here on Blog Talk, of course, whenever there's a show. And if you look in the spirituality section and you're looking for a show, then you will find us whenever we're on air. So here is a good piece of music for you out there listening, because we want you to call in now.
Yeah. Dip so you dip so.
Well, we're getting a little bit short on our show. We actually set the studio to the old time, would you believe? And we put the Facebook page out as 2 hours, which is based on the old time, which we used to do, 2 hours. And we automatically set the studio. So it just shows my logic of thinking, because nobody here. So we've been doing our shows now for this year since we came back, and I think the music there, the two pieces of music that we've had this evening, the one at the beginning and that piece of music there, breaking things up. It is kind of meant to be, because we've got 15 minutes to complete the hour show. So if we get another couple of callers, we'll complete our hour show. It was hoped that we might go for 2 hours, but I'm not seeing any signs of that at the moment. What I shall do then, I shall try with another little piece of music and see what happens. And if we get this happening, if you're one in the next corner, we'll
figure out the corner of no one's paradigm. I'm the child that never learned to read, cause no one's paradigm.
Talking to?
Oh, Chris. What's up? This is Chris.
Oh, what's up, dude? Of all names, right? What's up, dude?
What's going on?
So I know you have a story to say, but I'll talk to you in a little bit because I know we got a few minutes and stuff. Is there any questions that you have for me?
At the top of my head. What was it?
Or do you have a time frame for a question when something's a deadline or anything?
I guess I kind of just had the two stories I wanted to inform you about, tell you about. They're pretty interesting.
So what happened? Talk to me.
The one I'll send you a photo on, this happened just yesterday. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it, but I was making dinner, and I was, like, making a salad or just prepping it. And just when I finished, I was going to take a photo and send it to my friend. And when I took the photo, it looks – I'll send you the photo, but it almost looks like a being in, like, in mud. I'll send it to you. It's the craziest thing. It was a glitch in the Matrix with my phone. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Wow. So while you're doing that, I'm going to just, I know you're not asking for a question, but I'm going to see if Spirit has anything to say to you. Sometimes if the cards slip, there's messages for you, okay? So let's see while you're doing that, let's see if Spirit has anything for you, even though you're not asking.
Okay.
Okay, so do we have a message for Chris? Do we have a message? Okay. What do we got here? Okay, so first of all, the moon card popped up for me. It says that the moon is kind of like having you to where you've been having somewhat of trouble sleeping. You've had a lot of bizarre dreams. I think since the last time I talked to you, I'm being told the nightmares and whatever I told you that I sent you with that package has kind of like stopped, because I said with the Nine of Swords, it shows nightmares. That's what it symbols. But I'm being told that even though you, I kind of feel like everything is that day, everything that I, the last time that me and you talked and I helped you and I sent you that stuff, I kind of feel like there is, the energy is kind of shifted, okay? Okay, so let's see what we got for here. Wow, okay, so everything's kind of a little different. You, like, cut some people off, because that's what I'm being told, is that the energy is kind of like you're being very careful with who you are talking to, okay? The other messages I got for you, because I was told to take the totem card, since you don't have any time frame for me. So the hawk came up, and it says the messenger, the messenger of the gods. The hawk is symbol your totem right now.
Yeah, I see a hawk just about almost every day.
Okay, so that, okay, that confirms what I'm told to tell you. The hawk represents grandfathers. It's a sign of that your loved ones on the other side are watching over you, and that they're protective, and that you need to keep a hawk eye on everything. Attention to detail, omens, and symbols, okay? That's one thing. The second card I got for you is the bat card, which represents rebirth. So I'm being told that, I don't know if you were sick or anything, but I'm being told that if you were sick, you kind of like sweated everything out, which happened to me. So it's kind of like you're, they're telling me that you were kind of like reborn. Okay.
Yeah, I was really sick like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so that validates that too. Okay, this is getting scary. The third card is the mouse card. It's kind of like toxicity, which means to me is, I can't pronounce the word right, but I'll send you a screenshot of it. The first thing I keep seeing is gathering everything for something bigger to come. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm being told that you are gathering your items, everything together. And then the last card I got was Thanksgiving was crazy for you. But other than that, I've been feeling that the activity kind of stops and everything that we helped you with, kind of like, I feel like I helped you. And I feel like you did too. So go ahead and tell me the story. I think you still got time. So go ahead and tell me
Okay, so the story I had, I bought those rocks that you told me to, but I already had like some previous stones that I had like in my window. And so the day that I put those new ones there, I put them to the other window. But that window is like broken, so it doesn't like open. So I like to like keep my window open at night, get the nice air. And I've had these little stones in this little window for a couple of years maybe. And I woke up, and it was the most windiest day. It was probably 40, 60 mile per hour winds. And I woke up to like my window like slamming. And when I went to go close it, I looked and the rocks were gone. I was like, man, oh, I lost those. Like, that's crazy that I just happened to put those other ones there yesterday. And I'm just like, all right, I'm just not going to think that it's too much. Like, it just happened to be the windiest day. No big deal. So
I went
outside and I even tried to find them. And it was cold. It was windy. I was like, man, I'm not going to find these little rocks. So I'm like, okay, whatever, I lost them. So then just last week, or maybe the week before, it's like 0 degrees, and I had my window cracked just a little bit, and it was frozen stuck. So I like went outside and like started picking at it, getting ice out of there. And when I went back in to close it, the stones were somehow underneath, in the ice, and it makes no sense to me, because I'm like, there's no way. it was kind of mind blowing. But yeah, so now I put them.
Wow.
I put them in the dealer window now, so they don't fall out. But
wow.
I don't understand how they got back there.
That is insane. Weird. Okay, this is what I was about to tell you, and you're scaring me. But I got a few minutes because our time's up. But what I was going to tell you is, I felt like something grabbed them, took them, and then put them back. That sounds kind of crazy, but that's what I'm being told. So,
okay.
And then I don't know why I'm even told to tell you this. This is an old custom, and I know everybody's listening. I got this weird. There is like a, where you put a scissors. You put them facing, like if you're about to cut something.
Yeah.
Put some tape on the window, and that keeps a lot of evil things out. It cuts the cords from anything trying to come in on from the outside in. So that's
so
if you have that
put
issue.
Put it
scissors sticking
okay.
up, like scissors sticking up with a neck, like you're about to cut paper. Have them
yep.
cross each other, and then what that
okay.
does, it keeps everything away. So just, I don't know why I was told to tell you that. But I just have to throw that out there. So thank you for sharing that, because I know our time's up. I definitely got to talk to you. We'll talk after the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have to talk.
And thank you for calling in, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
If I can, we'll play the music, and then I told people that we only had 2 minutes left, and then we got two callers. I know at least one of them that I was able to screen. And we have Becky.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Chris. It's Becky. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I figured
oh
I'd
my
scratch
God.
You in public.
Oh, so what's up, Becky? What's up? You have a question for
oh,
me?
Oh, not much.
Nothing?
No, give me a general.
Okay, general. Let's see what we got. General for Becky. What is what does Becky need to know? What does Becky need to know? Oh, my God. This is insane. Okay, so let's see. Ooh, this is kind of strange. Ooh, interesting. Okay, the first card I got, the Page of Wands, and it says, Free Spirit. The church is going to open. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It is. When's it going to open?
Yes. According to what I'm saying, this is the last time frame. It's very close. Okay. Another thing I got to tell you is this might be a warning, or I don't know if this has happened yet, but there's Seven of Swords, and the Seven of Swords in this deck is called Betrayed. Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Okay, so let's see what
the search.
I'm checking that out right now for you. Let me see. What are y'all trying
okay.
to tell me? What are y'all trying to tell me with this? Seven of Swords. What are you trying to tell me? Okay, so there is some kind of betray. According to what it is, it's a thief, shady deals, a need for caution, anxiety over exposure, the situation. Requires uncanny, and even then success is uncertain. So what I was told is there is success, but there might be some things that might seem like uncertain, like, oh man, should I have just not done this? But it's going to make you second guess. And then it's weird because I didn't know what you were doing, but I'm seeing like gatherings in the church. I'm seeing like people speaking there. And then the Page of Pentacles came up, and it represents the student. So I'm seeing, I don't know what they call that, so I can't think of it right now. It's something to do with church studying. I'm seeing that being done in the church. I see that going very well. But I would say just to be very careful if you're going to hire anyone. I would say to keep an eye on the mail is what I'm being told. The high priestess is telling me that there is God in your energy, or the energy, and I'm seeing like the ant. They're showing me the ant cross, and it symbols fertility, protection, love, hope, and caring.
What kind of man are they showing you?
Okay, what can you show me? I would say very short hair. I would say shoulder length. Seems kind of like.
What's he doing at the church?
What's he doing at the church? Working. I have a feeling you already know, or you have some kind of suspicion. I'm being told even at that, you've even, like, kept an eye on him. And the best way to describe him and call him out is if you've been already looking at him and feeling like you can't trust him when he's there. Like, in other words,
I got two people
he
like
cannot
that.
Be... Okay. Does he have, like, short hair, like, almost like... I'm trying to think of somebody that would represent him. I'm trying to think of a singer or someone, but it's kind of like very, okay, let me think. It's like very thick at the top, and then it's kind of like long. And it has it in a ponytail, but it might be just like loose. And it's like very wavy. It's kind of like that girly hair that he's got. He doesn't look like the approach to be. Go ahead. Sorry. What were you going to say?
He's got hair in a ponytail?
Yeah, that's what it looked like, but most of the time he doesn't do that.
He's
very
bald.
He's kind of like, okay, let me see, is he bald?
Okay, that's actually here on the mountain. That's not the church.
Okay, so then there's here on the mountain. So then that means that whoever that is that keep an eye on him.
Okay.
Okay, so that would say, but don't let him nowhere near the church, because I'm being told that he's one to not trust if you decide to, because I'm being told that he's been looking for jobs and a lot of people are not hiring them. So that's what I'm being told.
Interesting. Cool. Thank you.
Does it make sense though, Becky?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Well, if you need to talk to me, we can talk after the show, because I think our time is up, I think.
Okay.
And if you need to talk, we can talk private on a phone call, or I can talk to you in chat if you want, but it's just me and you. And then you can go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
You're welcome. And we'll look more into it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. That'd be great. Thanks.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Becky.
Right. Okay. Chris, what I think we might do, if you are missing, seeing the show, I've got your number, so I can actually make it out of your number. And because you're in the south, I can actually call you from the studio, so that might be helpful. Yeah?
Yeah, that might be helpful. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Are we on for every Friday and Wednesday? Are we on for, because for some reason I didn't see any notification. So what I thought was, okay, well, I guess Ken is not doing the show, because when usually like a quarter till three, if you don't like say, oh, Chris, or, we're on a show today. If you don't usually hit me up, then I'm thinking that we don't have a show. Now, what's crazy is that I didn't get a notification from you either way. So I don't know if Facebook is what's going on with that. But I would say that if we are having a show together, just message me an hour before so I can know that we are on.
Yeah.
Even though it might not show on Facebook.
Every Wednesday and Friday, Chris. Unless, obviously, if there's something going on there that you need to get away for, then just drop us a bell, you know, just drop us a message there in the messenger box. And, you know, but generally speaking, every Wednesday and Friday, whenever you're available there, Chris, so, you know, if there's time when you're not available, then, you know, just give us a call there. Yeah, but that's about it, really.
So then we're up for a Wednesday, correct?
We're on again Wednesday, yeah. So the next show is people on Tuesday, and then yourself on Wednesday,
sounds,
yeah.
Sounds good, sir. Sounds good.
Wonderful. Okay, thanks, Chris. So that wraps it up for this one, then, ladies and gents. Thank you all for joining us. We're slightly over the clock because we did have two callers there right at the last minute. It would have been unfair not to take that last call, being as we both called in together. We only had 7 minutes to go, and I was thinking, okay. Right, you know, it is a bit nasty to throw one and not take the other, isn't it? Okay. So we're going to put a piece of music on for you to play out with. See what we've got.